Compulsory fire extinguisher in every floor and lobbies. Every floor and lobbies, one should have compulsorily at least one fire extinguisher based on the area, more number of fire extinguishers. And people should be trained how to use them. One should have regular fire drills. Mock drills should be conducted. Get your belongings of hospital insured, because there is lot of property loss which can occur in case of fire. So all the belongings should be insured. Automatic call system to higher authority for responsiveness. You should have that kind of communication network done right from beginning, where you have got the automatic call system to higher authority in case the fire occurs, that they should run and manage the disaster in the best possible way to minimize the property loss, human loss, and correcting the fire as early as possible to see to it that people are not going to suffer. Tag all socket equipments in working order. You have to see to it that the preventive maintenance and regular maintenance is done for all the equipments. All the sockets should be plugged properly. No live wires should be there. Indication of proper signboards in the hospital should be there, so that people know in case of fire what route to take, how to go, where to go. Now there is RACE, race protocol in case of fire. What is R? R stands for rescue. That means remove patients from immediate danger area as early as possible. Alarm, that means you call emergency number or pull alarm box to indicate that there is a fire danger. Contain, close all the doors. Extinguish or evacuate, touch the door if hot, do not open. If small, use the ABC fire extinguisher. If evacuation is necessary, you will be given directions by the authorized people. Fire safety system. First, you should have the proper design of all the fire hose, fire water lines to take care of that. Fire extinguishers you should have prominently marked. So proper design everywhere, correct design, construction and operation of new projects. Right from beginning, you should have the right kind of construction materials which is not flammable. Plan and equipment for tender, quote, contract. So while giving tender, you should have the right kind of equipments which are less flammable. Documentation and standards should be maintained. Maintenance of fire safety system and associated hazards. Whatever associated hazards are there, that also one has to take care of. Information, instruction and training, which is very important. Every staff should know, understand, contain what are the risks, know what to do in the event of fire. Like in case of chemical industries, what we have material safety data sheet, where we know exactly what all materials we are using for their safety, health and safety, what are the things to be done, what are the hazards that are there. So similarly, for fire safety, one can have information, instruction and training, where people are understanding what are the contents which are likely to be flammable, what are the risks involved, and one should know what to do in case the fire occurs. Monitoring and auditing of fire safety, one should monitor it regularly and audit the various fire safety precautions taken, various fire hoses, the fire extinguishers, are they in functional condition, whether sufficient amount of water supply is there which can be used for fire and they are separately stored. Workplace inspections, one has to inspect the workplace where proper housekeeping is there, no solvents are in open condition, no solvents which when mixed are more inflammable, they should be kept side by side, they should be separate, color coding done. So proper inspections should be made to see to it that all precautions can be taken to prevent fire. Preventive maintenance of all the equipment, so that due to wear and tear there is no friction occurring and leading to fire. You should have regular audits, so that whatever weak points are found out, whatever lacuna are found out, they can be corrected and then prevention can be done for future. Regular fire drills should be done, whereby you can find out any lacuna occurring in that and whether people are being knowing, they have been trained properly and they are able to do that or not, as far as the fire extinguishers are concerned or any procedures are to be done? What are the reactive monitoring for failure to identify root causes and correct? In fact, in case fire occurs, rather than proactive, which you have been trying, but still something has happened. So, at least for reactive, you have to see to it that what is the root cause of this failure of our all our measures that we have taken. So, root cause analysis one should do and identify what are the root causes and then try to correct it, and it should help you in preventing such kind of fire hazards in future. Now, fire protection program. Fire hazard, some or the other fire hazard is always there, chance of fire is always there. So, one should know what are the locations where the chances are more. One should know whether effective control measures are there or not, and still one should be prepared for in case of fire what one should do. So, emergency preparedness is also equally important. Now, let us understand what are the various areas to be assessed for fire safety. One is work process and activities. One should jot down all the work processes and activities and try to find out which are the work processes or activities in a hospital where the chances of fire are more. If you are using solvents in some anesthetic gases, probably the chances of fire are more there. If you are using certain electrical equipments, where the chances of electrostatic force is going to be more, where the chances of wear and tear is there, the number of people are going more there, again the chance of fire is more. If there are certain flammable materials which are stacked in store, then again the chance of fire will be more. So, find out what are the various work processes and activities that you are doing where the chances are more. Find out what are the potential fire hazards, what are the high risk areas among them, what are the various appliances which are likely to give rise to such kind of fire. So, find out whether you can substitute them if possible, or you can have a special casing for that. And what are the various hazardous byproducts which can occur in your processes which are more flammable. So, try to modify your processes if possible, or try to take away those byproducts as early as possible from the area, or do something to prevent fire hazard. As far as the building is concerned, find out the floor layout, whether in case the fire occurs, how to evacuate these people, find out the proper layout and find out the right way from where they will be easily evacuated. Find out what are the various materials used and stored, the storage area, how much is the ventilation available in your area. Imagine in centrally AC areas, usually there are no windows, and then what happens? If electricity goes away, there is no air circulation which is occurring. When fire occurs, oxygen is required for the combustion of the materials, then naturally in an enclosed area, the oxygen level depletes, and the people who are there, they do not get adequate oxygen, and hence they can die because of hypoxemia. So, ventilation, fire detectors, are you having fire detectors in sufficient number and are they functioning well? That also you should know. People, how many number of people are working in them? What are the characteristics of these people? Where they are located more? What are the neighbors in the neighboring area, whether there are any inflammable materials also, the fire can come from there to them. What are the various controls you are having, engineering controls in the form of the right kind of material, the right kind of processes, isolation of certain things, stacking of certain things in a proper way, separate color coding. So, engineering, administrative, whether minimum number of people are going to be remaining there. When the processes are such where inflammable materials are more going to be used, the primary as well as fire, flammable liquid containment, etc., how to do it, one should know. Engineering, if we can do some process alteration whereby the chances of fire goes down, if we can substitute certain processes whereby the chances of fire will be removed as far as possible or minimized. If you can change the design of the equipment, change the design of the process whereby you can minimize the fire, if you can improve the ventilation, whether you can develop certain things which are fireproof. So, fireproof switchboards, you can have fire doors, firewalls and separators whereby the fire cannot go from one place to other, so that more damage should not occur. There can be electrical equipment which are intrinsically safe from fire. So, the friction leading to the spark leading to fire and all can be prevented if you are using this kind of equipments, although they are going to be expensive. The work practices, one has to see to it that proper housekeeping is absolutely important. If the housekeeping is not proper, the things are helter and skelter, then naturally the fire chances will go on increasing. Adequate waste disposal should be there, otherwise even the waste, there are flammable materials. There should be proper fire exit and proper escape in case of fire. Control flammable dust as far as possible. Company policies should be very strict about no smoking. Smoking should not be allowed in the premises at any cost, because that is one of the major cause of fire occurring all over the world. There should be hot work permit separately given by qualified, experienced and authorized people who should be giving a separate, who should be examining the work process for a hot work permit to be given or not. Especially in confined spaces also one should be very careful, because oxygen depletion can occur and slight chances of fire can lead to major problem and people are likely to die, those who are working in such area. One should be having a proper spill control. Whenever there is a spill occurring of any material, any liquid, solvent, etc., which are likely to lead to fire, so how to control the spill? Use of approved portable safety containers. One has to have the approved portable safety containers so that the chances of fire are minimized. As far as the administrative concern, administrative measures of fire safety are concerned, one should have a fire safety plan well in advance, and it should be modified as required in future. It should be absolutely standardized. All the best standards should be used. Benchmarking should be done by the world's best. There should be fire inspections regularly done. Schedule should be there for that. For whom it is done, which departments it is done, and we should have then proper record keeping of each and every fire inspections done, and what are the lacuna found out, and immediate corrections should be made. Review new construction. Whenever you are doing new construction, you have to think of using the non-flammable materials, using the best kind of egress and access and egress for people in case of fire, how they can be evacuated easily. You should change in the process, design, smoking policy, law, hot water permit procedure, etc. One has to review each and everything in case, in spite of all that, sometime or the other fire is occurring. In that case, what modifications we have to do, one should think of and then review it periodically. Employee training is very, very essential. All the employees should be trained for prevention, for inspection of wherever they are working and in and around, so that they can also suggest some of the things. If they see any unsafe condition which can lead to fire, they should immediately report so that it can be corrected. Everybody should be trained for using the fire extinguisher. One should be able to report whenever they are thinking anything which can lead to fire. They should know about the emergency procedures. They should be able to test. And finally, measurement and evaluation of these training programs should be done, whereby you can find out whether actually those people have imbibed the right kind of knowledge, attitude and skills about use of this. So, they should be told to use fire extinguisher in mock drill in front of a qualified safety officer who will judge whether he is able to do it properly or not. So this is the fire safety training going on in a hospital where mock drill is done and people are observing, they can ask questions, they can use the equipment themselves. So these are some of the fire prevention measures which one can do. There are some do's and don'ts. All electrical equipment should be in conformity with relevant Indian standards. That means they are flame proof. Air conditioning should be linked with fire detection system. So even though there is air conditioning, central ducting and all, it should be linked with fire detection system. Transformers, air conditioning and boilers should be in separate fire resisting room. You should have a separate fire resisting room where you can keep the transformers so that it is not going to affect all over air conditioning and boilers where they are more prone to fire. They should be in separate fire resisting room. All vertical shafts, ducts for drainage pipes, plumbing, wiring and cabling etc. should be sealed at each floor so that it is not going to spread from one floor to the other. Fire detection, alarm and extinguishing systems should be provided at each floor and people should be trained and regularly monitored and inspected that they are in working conditions. A standby emergency power supply should be provided to cater to fire water pump in case there is a electrical failure, and even the fire water pump will not work because of that, then you can understand the fire will go on increasing. To prevent this thing, you should have a separate emergency standby power supply whereby you can use this and start the fire water pump. There should be separate electrical supply for fire lifts and other emergency systems for firefighting also, so that in any case, if the fire occurs, you should be able to contain it at the earliest. Train all employees in fire prevention so that they have got a keen observing eye to see any chance of getting fire anywhere they are going. Of course, nobody is going to smoke. They have to comply with all the policies and procedures. They should be trained for firefighting also and emergency response. In case a major fire occurs, what they are supposed to do, whose instructions they are supposed to follow, all those things, the proper disaster management plan should be known to everybody and they are supposed to follow that strictly. They have to conduct periodic emergency drills so that immediately people can are already knowing what to do in case of such a disaster fire, and then they can evacuate it easily, because earlier in a mock drill also they have done it many times. Now, in case fire occurs, in spite of taking all these fire safety precautions, there should be code language where there should be red code. Immediately evacuation should start, it should alarm, sound alarm should be there. Intimate telephone operators who are going to start the automatic system so that all the important people who are listed in such disaster management, the responsibilities being given to them, all of them will be alerted and they'll come within no time to take care of this. Cautioning engineering department to take care of various problems of engineering. Prevent smoke or fire gases from spreading to other floors. Fire containment. Walk down the stairs rather than use the lifts. Never use lifts in case of fire. So preferably engineering department should close down all the lifts straight away. Immediately the fire is there. Establish control center where people can contact and then they are going to send the proper instructions in the right manner as per the fire disaster management plan that they have got. What are the don'ts? Never smoke in bed. Use ashtray all time. Of course, in an organization we say it should be no smoking policy. In case of fire, don't panic. You have to sound the alarm that everybody knows about it and immediately evacuate so that no human loss should occur. In case of fire, never use elevators, as I told you. Never re-enter the building in case of fire. You may remember that, oh, my house is on fire and I have got a jewelry box kept in this cupboard. The fire is on the left side, my jewelry box is on the right side, let me go and collect it. Don't do that. You are likely to be trapped in the fire and you may die because of this. So never re-enter the building in case of fire. You are fortunate to be out of this building safe, now never re-enter. To conclude, fire accidents are becoming more prone and they are a threat to hospitals because consumables used have more affinity to catch fire and lives are lost in fire accidents. One of the examples is Park Hospital in Hyderabad, where good number of people have also died. What good management practices and implementation of new technological procedures to control fire accidents. So, by using the good management practices, by training the people, by using the best fire equipments, fire extinguishers and fire hoses and doing the fire mock drills, proper evacuation procedures and having proper disaster management plan, one should minimize this kind of fire accidents, and if it occurs, one should be able to control it soon. Fire destruction is one man's job and fire prevention is everybody's job. You can understand, the fire can trigger just by mistake of one person who has smoked and thrown the cigarette in the garbage, and it is going to spread like. But it is the function, the job of each and every person in that organization who should see to it that it should not occur. So fire prevention is everybody's job. It is not only the safety managers or the fire officer's job or the director who is responsible for it. It is his job. It is each and every staff has got responsibility to prevent fire in the hospital. Let's understand one of the very important function of hospital operation, and that is material management. Well, as far as the hospital is concerned, 30 to 40% of the cost for managing the hospital goes towards the various materials required for hospital. 30 to 40% of cost goes towards that. So one can understand the importance of material management. It covers purchase, storekeeping, as well as inventory control. In some of the hospitals, purchase and storekeeping may be a different department altogether. Their heads may be different. While some of the hospitals, the whole thing is under one, and that is material management department. So ultimately, the importance of material manager is where to get the right material at the right cost from the right supplier who is dependable, reliable, to minimize the quality problems, to minimize the stockouts anytime, because hospital is a place where the materials may be vital for some of the functions, because ultimately the patient care depends on that. Imagine the emergency medicines not available at the right time, what will happen? The patient may die. Imagine the right kind of fumigation material not available, where you may have to cancel the operations in the hospital. So the material management function is very, very essential and vital for the hospital to run it smoothly. As far as the concepts and techniques of material management are concerned, there are two basic factors. One is demand estimation, Now, how you are going to estimate how much to ask for, how much to purchase? Now, the demand estimation will depend on the past records and the future perspective of the hospital. As far as the past records goes, how much material was used in the last year and more or less similar number of patients, similar kinds of patients you are going to have, and hence based on that you can ask for the next year's requirement or next quarter's requirement, and based on that you have budgeted for that. So that's the, based on the past that you are doing the demand estimation. The second aspect can be based on the future requirement, where as per your vision and mission for the next year you are supposed to increase some of the facilities. You don't have X-ray and MRI machine and CT scan machine right now, and now you are increasing, or if you are having only one machine and now you are making it 5 or making it 3 because the demand for these services is increasing day by day. In that case, the required materials for these departments for the future, based on your plans, you will have to add these things, and hence based on your future perspective, based on your new plans for addition of the facilities or for deletion of some of the facilities, if at all, accordingly you may have to change the demand estimation. Then comes selection and rating of suppliers and procurement. Well, how you are going to select the right supplier who is reliable, who is dependable, that he is going to give you the material at the right time so that there is no stock out for you. Secondly, whether consistently you are going to get the right quality material from him or not. Thirdly, in case of a problem, is he going to give some maintenance services or not? In case of a problem, is he going to give additional material if required or not? So you are supposed to rate your vendors. While inviting your tenders also, you have to think who are the right vendors from whom to get the tender. Otherwise there are 50 tender vendors available to give you the tender, but you have to choose out of these 50 rather only 6 to 8, and you have to choose such vendors whose services you have rated in the past, and of course from your friends in the other hospitals also you can find out who are the right vendors for these kind of materials. Based on the lead time, the purchase order you have given last year and when he has given you, based on the quality of material, based on what were the number of rejects, based on the replacement of these rejects, whether servicing was done at the earliest without any grumbling, the improvement in the quality if required, has it been done quickly, in case your needs have changed, has he promptly given the other things also or not. So based on the timeliness, based on the response to your complaints, based on the past performance in the form of quickness, quality, response, behavior, and the right cost. Similarly, based on the opinion of others in your field also may be taken as one of the considerations. So these are the various things which you can think about while selecting and rating of suppliers and then procure the materials for them. Don't go only for cheap material because he may not be able to provide it, and then at the right time if you don't get the right material at the for you, then it will be difficult for you to run the hospital, and ultimately you will be responsible for it. So the basic role of the material management, if we see, he material manager, he should be able to provide you the right material at the right cost without any delay. At the same time, he should be able to judge and supply whatever is needed at whichever time by the consultants, the CSST department, or all the departments of the hospital, in the right quantity and right quality without delay. So what is the role of material management? If we see, one is optimum materials acquisition should be there, so that you are not storing unnecessarily also too much of material. There should be optimum inventory turnover rate, so that unnecessarily money is not locked. You should have good vendor relationships, so that in case of need, you should be able to get the material at the shortest notice, or if you feel that some material you have asked for has now become obsolete due to certain newer technology that has come, he should be able to replace that material also with the newer technology material available and make the necessary discounts. He should be able to give you the bulk discount in case you are asking for more. You should be able to have the material cost control as far as possible, because as we have told at the beginning, that around 30 to 40% of the cost of the hospital goes towards the materials, and it's a huge amount. And to run the hospital with optimization of cost of materials is really very much needed. He should be able to give effectively whatever issues are required by the various departments, and he should be able to distribute it properly, so that none of the department is at a disadvantage, or none of the departments should complain that out of 7 departments only, why my department is being giving injustice for the required material I am not getting. There should be elimination of the losses and pilferage. As we know, various kinds of materials are there in the hospital. The chemicals, the medicines, the dressing materials, the stationery items, so thousands of materials are going to be there in a hospital. And many of these are daily usable items for people. So there are chances that some people whose attitude is wrong, who are likely to do pilferage of these items. Even food items are there. So pilferage is common at times in hospitals. If proper policies and procedures and disciplinary actions are not taken, or if proper storage facilities are not there, or if the top people, the subordinates, are not taking due care. So as far as possible, one should try to eliminate the losses by taking the perishable items to the bare minimum, whereby within the time limit in which it is to be used is already used. Certain drugs are having, every drug is having an expiry date. So while taking drugs, one has to remember that people has to use these drugs in an optimum way, so that before expiry it is used up. So while asking for that, they have to remember that how much is needed, only that much they will ask for. And the near expiry date should be kept in front of the store, so that first they are used and then the late expiry date drugs will be given. Similarly, for every item, in a way, one has to think of. And hence, one has to eliminate the losses as far as possible, and at the same time minimize the pilferage, so that the optimum utilization with cost containment can occur and the hospital can run smoothly. And the last but not the least will be value analysis, which we'll learn in detail a little afterwards. And then we'll learn about the inventory management also, which is a very important topic.